Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Matthew Reichert, Operations Manager at Logistics Plus Linguistic Solutions. Matt, thanks for being with us today. If you were at a party and were asked about linguistic solutions, how would you describe linguistic solutions in your department's role within LP?
Well, I guess to start with, what I would describe as linguistic solutions is Logistics Plus has always taught us that we're a solutions provider. We don't have cookie cutter solutions to people's problems. At its core, linguistic solutions is bridging the gap, verbally, written, any kind of communication between languages. You know, the world encompasses 212 nations, 213 countries. The language count among those countries is well over 1,000. We have people in our office who all speak English, but some people speak Arabic, some people speak Spanish. Some people speak 7 to 8 different languages spoken by billions of people to thousands of people. The ability to communicate and for people that have traveled overseas and have gotten out of their comfort zone is you realize how helpless you are when you don't have the ability to verbally communicate or written communicate. So our goal is to provide any type of solution that involves bridging the gap between languages. Our original start with Logistics Plus was as a service provider to them, working with their clients, working with overseas productions, shipping manuals, manifestos, you name it. But when we kind of got into the thick of things, we realized the value and the need of it, you know, locally and regionally. Everything from your local courthouse, your local hospital, behavioral health, to private companies that realize the value of working overseas. If you want to make any type of waves or splash in a country that doesn't speak English, you have to recognize that they might have a proficiency in English, but to really be proper in business and to be successful is you have to be willing to play the rules of the home team. If you're going to Japan, we've done cultural assimilation over there where we teach people everything from how to shake hands, how to introduce yourself, what time dinner is, to the more technical parts of things where let's make sure all of your document information is correct. Let's make sure all of your product information is correct. We teach you how to present it. So our goal is at its core, a service provider, much like Logistics Plus is, where we take the need to worry about the headache of communication and provide a solution to it, whether it be written, whether it be verbal. Everybody thinks of interpreters and translators and linguists as the people that you kind of see on, you know, the military action shows, the Jack Ryan series on Amazon. That's a part of it, but I mean, a part of it at its core locally is courthouses, hospitals, any type of communication that involves two people that do not have a common language interest.
Could you give an example of who is the ideal client locally and internationally?
Yeah, I can, you know, internationally, I guess where we'll start first is we have a lot of ties with the United States Aid and International Development Office. Much like some of the other support agencies they work with, we work with their different bodies that provide services all over the world. To give you a little background on what we're doing right now is we have a team in the Ivory Coast on the ground who are assisting in laboratory development, making sure that they have processes in place to test different types of abstinence-based products to kind of ensure that they meet scientific qualifications. Now, the ramification of that is it helps drive down the HIV/AIDS rates in the country and things like that. But it's not just solely putting, you know, what we would call boots on the ground. Is we do all of the technical documents beforehand. We put them into French, which is the spoken language of the Ivory Coast. We do cultural consultation with them where it's like, look, this is what... You'd be shocked, you know, if you ever get a chance to travel to Spain, you realize dinner's not until midnight. I eat dinner at 5 o'clock. Like that's a huge transition. We answer those kind of, you know, subtle questions, but also do all of the prep work beforehand and all of the actual intensive work on the ground. Locally speaking, our clientele ranges from public sector, which would kind of be your local state and federal courthouses, all the hospitals, all of the behavioral health groups who we provide more interpretation services for, which is what we would consider spoken language, where it's, you know, a doctor, client, one of our people in the room. And they merely act as a voice. They're not there to provide opinion. They're not there to provide judgment. They just facilitate conversation to just make sure that goals are accomplished. And then on our private sector side, we work with everybody from engineering companies to, plastics groups, high level manufacturing, sophisticated manufacturing. And it's everything from training the local workforce to making sure that they meet standards. We do all of their insurance training. We do all of their educational pieces. The value of the refugee immigrant population in the city as a workforce is, it's invaluable. We've been told they're, the populations have very good work ethic. They love to work. They want to make, a change in their community. So we make sure that they're properly educated. They understand safety protocol, OSHA protocol. But we also work with these companies to provide an outreach internationally. We got contacted by a local company right down the road because they're acquiring some stakes in a company in Japan. We look over their documentation. We look over their certifications. We also take a look at their manuals for products. And we put those from Japanese to English, which allows them to sell these products locally. We provide, much like Logistics Plus, we'll do anything, anywhere, for anybody, anytime that involves language, whether it be, in English or any of the, we're up now to 211 spoken languages that we can provide services for locally.
Matt, can you describe your role as the LPLS Ops Manager and in-house counsel and your background that led you to your current position?
Well, I guess my background will start with, I'm Erie born and raised. I actually grew up out in Lake City, but I've attended Cathedral Prep. Graduated, went to Gannon, went to Western Michigan for law school. And my goal out of law school was to determine whether I wanted to be more of a litigation attorney or in-house counsel. So I had a good friend who was the actual attorney at Logistics Plus. He set me up with what was called an externship, which is an internship for school credit. And at the end of that process, the CEO of Logistics Plus gave me the opportunity to manage LPLS, I guess is the term that we would use. And, the goal was to, after a year, to kind of make progress. Ultimately, we did make progress. And now 5 years later, as the op manager, I do manage everything from our local interactions that occur blocks away to everything that we do overseas. I make sure that all the pre-work is done. I make sure that all the staff is accounted for, make sure that all the ins and outs, everything from making sure people show up on time to making sure that we're doing a good job. It's really, it's not much different than any other type of service industry. We understand that our satisfaction of the client is really what allows us to keep going. So as our ops manager, it's keeping an eye on every day-to-day interaction we have, which ties into my role as our in-house counsel. Is I handle all of our contract negotiations, any kind of dispute we might have, which luckily we haven't had one yet, but anything that, and as our attorney, it goes from corporation side of things to business agreements to negotiations to sales to contracts, really, mostly, and anything else that an attorney, I guess, would handle in this type of business.
Matt, you and Ramsey have very different backgrounds, obviously, but combined, you've turned LPLS from a small operation to a multinational LSP in 5 short years. How did you accomplish that?
I guess our first way of going about that was we've kind of had a vision, and much like Logistics Plus, that vision is to accomplish goals, but not necessarily to do them in a way that we tell the client that this is how it gets done. Our goal is to satisfy every client's needs, but the way that we go about it is we don't treat any two clients like they're the same. Our local clients don't have the same interests as our international clients. Our international clients aren't really concerned with what we're doing locally. So we produce specific based programs that allow us to meet the needs of the client, but also not kind of inflate the price because we scale every project to model. We don't want to task our clients with problems that, aren't really theirs. So how we go about that is we've never really had an inclination to say no, which has kind of provided long work days and long work months at times. But a lot of it is just that we understand the amount and value of the hard work that goes into this. Our first year, we were begging for the opportunities that we have now. So when you're as busy as we are now, it's rewarding. It's challenging. It's not, if we're not doing things that take us out of our comfort zone, we're not growing as a business. And if we're not growing as a business, then we're going backwards. We recognize that as a service provider, we don't make items. We don't make remotes. We don't make microphones. We provide services which are based off of, what we would call emotional satisfaction. the inability to communicate is one of the most frustrating feelings you can have, whether it be at a restaurant overseas, whether it be, you know, as a person just trying to explain something to somebody who doesn't understand, whether, you know, it be somebody who speaks your language or not. So our ability to train good people, to treat them well, and to give people that work for us the opportunity to grow and be creative has allowed us to take on all sorts of projects, from the driver's manuals in the state of PA. We've translated that into 12 different languages, to really anything. We do birth certificates, death certificates, marriage certificates, manuals, handbooks, anything, anytime, anywhere, for anybody. And much like Logistics Plus, we kind of bank off of the fact that we do good work at a fair price. People are going to come back. Our philosophy has always been that we can treat somebody wrong once and they'll pay us and they'll never come back, or we can treat them right consistently at a fair price and a good value, and they'll keep working with us. And luckily, that's kind of been the case so far.
Matt, at the heart of what you do and why LPLS was created is to better serve your clientele. Can you describe a situation or real-world example where this division of LP was needed and you were better able to serve a client because you were there?
It's one of those things where people don't really understand the value of it until you're pressed to understand the value of it. We've had teams that have gone overseas, not specifically teams with Logistics Plus, but clients of Logistics Plus who are overseas currently, and they'll call us and they'll say, well, we have all of our documentation here, but the client doesn't understand it. We need this in Japanese and we need it, you know, in 2 hours. Those are the kind of pressing, challenging issues that we like. Those are the sorts of things that allow us to continue to grow. Those are the kind of the call of the question, as we would call it, where we get the opportunity to kind of show what we can do. We've built, and then much like Logistics Plus, we've used technology and we've used our ability to brand to successfully provide. We have an over-the-phone service. It's a 1-800 number that's monitored by Ramsey and I, where we can pair you with an interpreter in any of 200 languages in a matter of minutes. That service is available 24/7, 365. We have an app where we can pair you with anybody in our office or our network of linguists around the state over video in about 150 languages, and that generally takes about 2 minutes. We understand that when people call us and they have a problem, no two problems are ever going to be the same. So we've built as many preconditioned solutions that we can tailor and mold to satisfy the needs of somebody. To give you a specific example, we've had teams that have gone overseas to do business projects, business development projects in places like the Middle East, where they're trying to work on redevelopment and push these high-speed satellites. We have a network of engineers who speak Arabic that are people that want, you know, they're much like us, you know, these professors and people that are around the state. It's, you know, to them, it's extra spending money. It's Christmas money for their kids or things like that. But it's, if you were just a private citizen, you're trying to find someone who can look at this document and understand it. They might not even understand it in English, let alone try and produce it into a separate language. We have that network built in where we can provide the most qualified people you might need to someone who just has the ability to speak a foreign language and can facilitate a conversation. Some of the most rewarding work we've done is we had a gentleman come in, this was a month ago. He's British by nature. His father served in the British Indian Wars of the early 1900s. He brought back his father's sword with him, and there was an inscription on it in a language nobody in this office had ever seen. But luckily, through technology, we were able to figure out what language it was. One of our staff actually spoke the language. It was a message that he had wrote for his mother or his wife at the time, which 100 years later, it kind of came to fruition. It really kind of told the story of the family, but it was inscribed on a sword. These are the sorts of emotional satisfaction that we want to provide. We're not going to maintain and grow our clientele because we're okay. We work hard. We provide timely results, and we want people to understand that communication or the inability to communicate is not, you know, a stop. It's a stall. We provide those sorts of bridges to satisfy those networks and clients.
Matt, at the end of the day, how much competition is there?
We experience a fair amount of international competition. Luckily, the international competition understands that certain groups have specializations. At the core of our business, I guess you could say we're destined to be an Arabic speaking company. That's what the founders, you know, Ramsey speaks. That's what, you know, our biggest local clientele is. But at the same time, there's more than enough work internationally to go around. What we've found is the word of mouth is still, you know, I guess for a communication company, this is weird to say, but the word of mouth is still the king of communication. One client that we've had who gave us an opportunity networked us in with a second client networked us in with a third client. And what we've realized is when you provide such large geographic differences where you could be working with a company thousands of miles away, your ability to provide timely results at a competitive price is really what keeps you, really what keeps you afloat. So our ability to initially work hard and satisfy the needs of one client became two clients, became five clients, became 10 clients. And, you know, really our goal is to never lose a client. Our goal is, and we've, you know, we've told clients no before on projects, but it's no because the timetable you want and our ability to produce doesn't match. We can provide you this solution, which is still competitive, but ultimately we're not scared of challenges. We're not scared of working hard. We're not scared of travel. We're not scared of going all over the world because we've done it. And we know that if hard work is the only thing we need to succeed, then that's not going to be a problem. But locally speaking, there are other agencies that have provided services. What we've learned is it's the same as our international competition, is we provide a fair economic model. Really what's key to our business is our staff. I've always held a philosophy as the operations manager that if we don't treat our staff well and they don't show up for work the next day, I cannot show up. I cannot do their job. It's not like we're assembling items. Our ability to treat our staff well, to keep them fairly compensated, to keep, you know, people engaged. We don't, Ramsey and I have a model where we don't have employees. We have partners in a way. Nobody, there's no monopoly on good ideas here. We have people who have come from all over the world. We have staff represented by all six continents, with the exception of Antarctica, and maybe someday we'll get a penguin on staff and we can satisfy that. But there's no monopoly on good ideas. A lot of what we've introduced here was not, you know, not something we found from somebody else. It's been organic. So our local success is the same as our international success. It's been because we have good people who recognize that their hard work and their commitment to this company is going to propel them into this ultimately becoming a career. One of the first things we realized is nobody's born to do this. Nobody wants to be an interpreter. Nobody wants to be a translator. So we take people who have good language abilities. We teach them, you know, we hire character, we teach skill. If you can speak the foreign language in English, we'll teach you everything else. You know, whether it be technology-based, how to work with computers, how to, you know, be on that side of things. And we have staff who have come from, you know, situations around the world that I can't even begin to understand. We've taught them how to tie a tie. We've taught people how to show up to meetings on time. A quick story is there was a time where if you interact with somebody from Nepal and I told you I'd come over tomorrow, well, I'll be there tomorrow. The lack of infrastructure over there is, you know, it could take you days, it could take you hours to get to where you want to go. Luckily, we don't have that issue over here. So everybody that we work with who comes from a foreign country, we kind of teach people the subtleties of showing up on time, the subtleties of what it means to a client if you're there 5 to 10 minutes early. The subtleties are what keep us alive as a business. It's not because of our, you know, production as a company. It's our commitment to making sure that the little things go well, and ultimately the little things become the sum of the whole, and it provides us the success we've had today.
Matt, is there anything else about this topic that you'd like to add?
I guess it's the first thing I would say is our specialty is we don't have a specialty. Our specialty is that we'll produce a solution that matches what you need. We've done, you know, we'll have clients who come to us and they'll tell us this has to be written at an eighth grade level. We'll have clients who come to us with high level engineering documents for, you know, internet and high speed satellites, where clearly that requires a special type of person. We're not the company to say, well, we don't do that. We're the company to say, we can do that. Now we're going to figure out how. We've luckily been fortunate enough to have a great network of people. I mean, once again, this really all circles back to our ability to have a great staff, to have a group of people who want to take on the same challenges we take on and want to, who aren't scared of the work that goes into producing results. We'll ultimately still be the same company now that we are in 50 years. Luckily, hopefully we'll just be bigger. We'll be more global. But we'll still have the same core values, where your ability to come in day out and produce, you know, systematic results will allow you to accomplish your bigger goal. I've always played soccer my whole life. I've coached soccer locally, you know, for years. And what I tell everybody is that your success at the end of the campaign, at the end of the year, is built off of the results of your daily growth. As a company, it's the same thing. We're going to make mistakes. We never make the same mistake twice. And we build solutions from the mistakes that we make. And that allows us to, A, accept that we're not perfect, but B, at the same time, to continue to grow. And as long as we keep growing as a company, there's no stagnation in any industry. And logistics plus is a perfect example of that. When you stop growing, you start dying. We recognize that as well. Our clients don't have to work with us. We don't do contracts. We don't believe in contracts. So what we have is just a base set of agreements where it's, you know, this is the rate. This is when you get billed. If you have questions, this is how you go about it. And our clients are kind of shocked by that. But we don't feel the need that we should lock you into having to use us and strong arm you, because we feel that the way that we do things, the way that we, you know, ultimately charge you for things is fair, you know, and it's unquestioned. And that's why people keep coming back to us. And that's why we've been able to, you know, word of mouth, you know, locally, although, you know, as I'll tell you guys, we're more well known around the globe than we are locally sometimes. And that's a gift and a curse. But the gift of it is that as soon as a local client contacts us, and they think they're up against the wall, they're not. We have a solution built in play, whether it be big or small. We'll scale it to meet your needs financially, because ultimately a good interpreter and a good linguist is almost a referee in a sport. They do a great job. You didn't know they were there. If they don't do a good job, you know, look at the NFC Championship game. It's 3 months later. We're still talking about that. That's not the way it should go. Our staff knows their role. They know what they're responsible for. They know what they're not responsible for. And that's why I guess our local and international clients and everybody in between decides to keep working with us.
Matt, where does the growth for LPLS lie? Locally, nationally, internationally, how do you envision the short and long-term growth of LPLS within LP?
The first response would be all of the above. The more nuanced response is our local business has been the most fortunate thing we could have going for us. Our local business is what allows us to compete nationally and internationally. People don't realize how big of a player in industry Erie really is. One of our local clients is a producer of different educational contexts all over the world. Unless you know who they are, 90% of the population doesn't even know that they exist, let alone that they're one of the major players in the area. We work with companies that are anywhere from startups to the big manufacturing conglomerates in the local area. Whether they have a consistent need or a short-term need, we've been able to scale the business to kind of match what they're doing. Now, ultimately, our goal is to become a major international provider. That takes time, that takes accreditation, that takes more networking than we've kind of been a part of yet. But our goal is to provide a footprint that matches our ambitions locally, that can kind of eschew nationally and internationally. All clients, we treat all of our clients the same. We don't feel like because of how much you spend should become a priority. We've treated, you know, our first client was SafeNet, the domestic violence shelter in Erie. Linda King has been one of our biggest champions. We wouldn't be here without her. But those are the types of people that we gave us a shot. So we've given them the same value that we're going to give to a client who calls us, you know, in a week or a month or a year from now. Because it's a personal relationship. This is a relationship-based business. A good product is a good product, but we like the fact that people want to work with us. We like the fact that we employ different types of personalities. One of our biggest things that we like doing here is we educate our own staff on the cultures of the rest of the staff. I'll tell you what, you ever make your way around here during an ethnic holiday, you're going to have some of the best food of your life. And those are the little things that kind of tie people together is we've produced a good staff that have built relationships with our local clients. The best phone calls I get are the phone calls where I hear about one of our staff doing something that they weren't required to do, but it still helped the client out, you know, immensely. And our staff is as invested locally as we are. We feel that locally, a more networked community, bridging the gap communication-wise, allows the city of Erie to grow at the rate that it should be. If you ever get a chance to interact with local refugee immigrant populations, you'll realize that they're no different than we are. They want to provide for their families. They want to, you know, get their kids, you know, to go through school and to go to college. They want to support, you know, have the same emotional satisfaction that we do, but they're up against enormous odds. I'll always tell the story that my biggest issue every month is student loans. So I'm, you know, I'm getting in line with everybody else, I guess. But it's very humbling when you realize people who have been uprooted from, you know, we've met people that have come from overseas where their families lived in the same location for thousands of years, hundreds of years, a thousand years. And now they're the first generation to have to uproot and move to a different location. I've lived, you know, in two different states in 28 years. I have no, you know, ability to kind of even quantify that, but the courage that takes and the odds that the refugee immigrant populations are up against, we not only do we help service them, but we help service local employers to make sure that they can access this working staff and to make sure that they can employ and find a viability for these communities. Because ultimately our success is Erie's success. We want to see Erie grow in the same way that we want to see the company grow.
Matt, at the end of the day, LPLS is all about going the extra mile for their client, right?
And it's weird that it's all organic too. You know, we don't have these workshops at Logistics Plus where everybody gets taught, you know, these cookie cutter answers. But when you establish that as the norm, that's how things should go, when you establish that as the way that you should treat people, it all circles back to this being a service provider. We don't make items. Our goal is to leave clients satisfied, or leave our clients so satisfied that they feel the need to refer us to other people. When you set the base minimum as 100% customer satisfaction, it can only work its way up from there. But at the same time, we realize that no two clients are ever going to have the same issues. The issues that persist for our local clients, some of them might overlap, but our international clients really don't have to deal with that. So when you establish a dichotomy of you do what needs to be done, we don't tell our clients that this is how it goes. We tell our clients, this is how we think it should be done. Does this meet all of your needs? And when you adopt that type of mindset, and when you've, and I guess this is the growth of a small business where Ramsey and I have been here begging for opportunities, you know, hungry to take on some challenges, and you get these challenges and you realize the results that they can produce, you want to go on to the next one. But at the same time, the ability to produce those results is just working hard and understanding that the client, whomever they are, whomever their budget is, and whatever their needs are, need the same attention that you would give to a client who's 10 times everything of that. And when you adopt that mindset and you establish that as the bare minimum, it's only success from there.
Finally, Matt, is there any final things about LPLS you would like to add, and where can people go for more information?
Where somebody can go to get more information is, we'll start with the website. That's www.lplinguisticsolutions.com. We're located in the heart of downtown at 949 West 12th Street, which is on the south side of 12th Street. If you're already somebody that works with Logistics Plus, just get in touch with whoever you work with. That's really been the best network we've had, is where we get a contact from somebody at Logistics Plus who's like, hey, I have a client. This is what they're up against. What can we do? And I guess the last thing I'd want people to know is we're here to help. And I know that's kind of a cliche, but we're not going to set up a situation where every answer we give you is billable hours. We want people to understand that we're here to answer questions about language, answer questions about international business, answer questions. The things that people worry the most about are some of the things that you would kind of consider the most trivial. We've had businessmen who have been some of the most successful people in the area ask us, you know, how do I go about shaking hands with a person from a different country? That's the sort of thing that, if that's what keeps you up at night, we'll answer those questions. We're not here to, you know, like I said, we're here to provide a good service at a fair price. And when the time comes where you need a billable service, we're here to help, but it doesn't have to be like that. We'll answer any question you might have. We also want people to know that the success, we're all invested in the success of Erie locally. That doesn't mean that we're not pursuing opportunities elsewhere across the country and across the globe. But if you're a local company in Erie and you have any language needs, we're here to help. We understand the local landscape, but we also understand what you're competing against, you know, elsewhere.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.